Welcome to Years in Between with me, Loretta Maria.
And me, Cynthia Joey.
This is a podcast where we talk about
the thoughts, feelings, and experiences in the years in between.
Hey guys, welcome to episode
2! Thank you so much! Guys.
Thank you so much for the love and support. Oh my gosh, look at that, sorry.
Oh.
Anyway, thank you so much for the love and support that everybody showed on the first episode that we dropped.
I never expected
Like, honestly, it was a crazy experience. Like, yeah.
It was so surreal. I'm fasting, so I wasn't really on my phone like that.
Yeah.
But we had a FaceTime like prior to like release.
Yeah, the night before leading into the morning.
Yeah.
And like, I was doing like the audio stuff and like trying to get... Do you remember I accidentally deleted our show off the Spotify platform.
Yeah, that was
I had to go through like a whole, it was a whole palaver, mate. It was a whole palaver.
We've experienced technical difficulties. Yeah. Because this would have been like, truth be told, this would have been our fifth episode, you know?
Yeah, this would have been our fifth episode. But we had two full episodes before the one that you guys saw as the episode one. Yeah. It would have been our fourth. So yeah. Basically, we had two whole episodes, like two juicy episodes that we filmed. But the first one, the audio was a bit sharp on the ears, so we had to bin it, and it was such a cute episode.
I know.
And the second one was I really liked that second one.
The scenery and everything.
The aesthetic was just 10/10. But the thing is, we were in a cafe, and a lot of the clanking that was going on. We should have both been like, and we didn't even really test. Like, we tested the audio.
Yeah, but we didn't really.
Like deep the
sound,
because I feel like the fact that we were in the sound and listening to the audio, it sounded like it was you would have been able to hear it if you weren't in that setting. But then when it came to editing, even you pointed out because I sent you the audio, but then when it came to editing, I was like, yeah, since like we have to bin this one too. So we binned two whole episodes before the one that you guys actually saw.
The rain, even filming episode, the rain. The travel.
Bro, the second episode that we filmed that we've been, the rain and wind and treacherous journeys that we went on to film
it was
that.
Giving, don't make treacherous journeys,
whatever, don't make unnecessary journeys. Bro, that one. I remember seeing, I was like, oh, since I'm here, I was like, turned around, and she was like, her Uggs soaked, everything. Like,
and my Uggs are waterproof, I felt the rain.
I went to step, and the wind pushed me left. I felt like, this weather is, what was it, was storm something? I don't remember what it was. that one. And the content of that was so good, but we just couldn't hear. At one point, you were entirely muffled. I tried, guys.
Yeah.
When I was editing, I was trying to make it work. But there was one point where the audio was like, you weren't getting picked up whatsoever. So I was just like, you know what? We'd rather get out quality instead of like running to just get it out to get it out. So
yeah, exactly.
That's why you guys saw the previous one, the first one. But I still felt that wasn't a good episode. That was I feel like it was quite a pivotal time because obviously it was the end of 2024 and then we started a new year with like that type of vibe of like we need to show up
for
this.
We're in this now, we're showing up for this. It's just not being consistent and we're there. But how you been? How you been, Tis? How you been, my in-betweener?
It's so annoying. These past, is it 2 weeks?
Yeah,
The past 2 weeks have been a whirlwind of everything.
I need to think, what was the past 2 weeks?
Like, honestly, I'm even thinking, I know it's been, I've been, like, towards the end of the year, it wasn't really the end of the year, I think it was the end of the year? When I was like, I just couldn't sleep.
Mm.
Like, I just couldn't sleep. Like, I'm always somebody that can sleep quite easily, like, relatively easily. But for some reason, I just couldn't sleep. And I feel like, you know sometimes when your body's stressed, but you're not necessarily stressed?
Mm.
I think that's what was happening. And I feel like my scrolling on like social media was really bad.
Yeah.
So for like the first week and a half of January, I like completely cut out all social media, like YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all of it. Until we posted for you guys, I hadn't been on any social media or anything. I didn't, and that significantly helped. I picked up diamond painting. Basically, my mum accidentally got this picture that she thought was a full-on like image.
Yeah.
And then it turned out it came, and she was like, "What's this?"
And then
she was so confused. Bless her. She got it from Alibaba. I don't know. So it came, and it turned out it's kind of like a color me brand number type thing, but it's a
number painting.
Yeah, but it's like a gem thing. You have like little sequences that like match a number or letter, and then you put it. It's like a meter and a half, and it's like quite. It's like a really like a huge painting. So when I was on social media, I was doing that, and I was reading. Yeah, very, very therapeutic. You just put on like, either put on like music, podcast, or just like lo-fi type vibes.
I did a similar thing with my sister.
Did she?
Yeah, number painting.
Number painting is really fun. Like, it really just like slows you down.
Yeah.
And then I also read a book, Honey and Spice with Eskar. That book finished it. That book was actually, where are the Malachi's in the world?
Tell me about Malachi.
What can I say? Malachi, again, fictional character. You can just tell he was written by a woman because he just gets everything right.
Yeah.
Spoiler for those who haven't read the book. Basically, it's he does this like this one bit where I was like, it's just the little things. She has this book, African folk fantasy type book that doesn't exist. The way I went to look up that book that was mentioned in the book, but it was just a book that the author
made up
within the book. But she really loved this fantasy style book, whatever, and mentioned it to him and how she wanted to go to this convention. Even I can't remember if nobody wanted to go or she had to like something happened where she couldn't go, so she saw the tickets. And then a week or two later, he just calls her, being like, "How come she's with him?" And then and obviously he's talking about the book to her, and then she was just like, "Wait, what? Like, you're reading the book and all this?" And then on top of that, he he's so attentive. And then he got all dressed up in like, because she wanted to go to a convention for the book, so he got all dressed up in and surprised her with tickets to go. And it's just a little thing. You pay attention. It's never by force, like doing it because you want to, not doing it because you have
to.
So that's Malachi. It's just a small example of Malachi. But yeah, I was just reading and I finished that book, 10/10. And there was another thing that I was doing coding. That was also another thing. But yeah, that's what I've been doing like
a lot of the
time. Yeah, so. How about you? How have your past 2 weeks in the
I'm not gonna lie, it's a bit of a blur. The beginning of the journey is quite.
She's in high demand. You know, she's a very busy like person, so.
I don't even know, like, I feel like I've spoken busyness into existence. Like, when I had time last year, summer 2024, I would always say, like, oh, I just miss being busy, I miss being busy. And now I feel like I'm very busy. But I'm questioning, is it productive?
Like,
So the past 2 weeks have been quite of a blur. I'm trying to think. But yeah, celebrate my best friend's birthday last week.
We're going happy birthday, Celine. Oh, sorry, I don't know if your name wants to be in there, but happy birthday.
She said it, happy birthday. we're going karaoke today, which I'm super excited. Like, you know I love karaoke, so I cannot wait for tonight.
I want to do it again so bad.
We actually should.
I might do it for my birthday, can't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was telling Angela about it. I was like, I missed your idea.
Love your voice.
Sorry, carry on.
I wouldn't say like there's been anything so significant that's happened in the past 2 weeks. I'm just trying to think. My thoughts in the past 2 weeks are like to obtain better, greater. I know that there's greater for myself out there. It's just about like grabbing that. Of course, as I said, like I'm fasting, so it's just really like being intentional with my fast and like going towards the goals that I set for myself and just like getting closer, connecting with God. I really like want to hear his voice. I want to be able to differentiate his voice my voice and his voice. And it's just about like spending time with him, really like honing in time in a secret place with him. And yeah, I've been quite emotional, you know.
I feel, how come in your period?
I just finished. Yeah, it does make sense, but even with like little stuff, I'm just like,
really?
Yeah, cute.
Have you been crying a lot? Is that what it is?
It wouldn't be crying like sort of like in my room sobbing. It's not like that. It's more so like
empathy.
Yeah.
Empathy, being an empath.
Yeah.
It's a very deep feeling experience, but
yeah.
But I think it's a good thing to be in tune with your emotions. But obviously, like,
for sure.
Not too much too often, but yeah. You're not the type to be in them too much
to
too often.
No, we can't dwell in them. Yeah. We can embrace those feelings, but we shouldn't
acknowledge them.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I think it's good that you've been in your feelings a bit. But I also feel like January is a month where I feel like a lot of people are in their feelings because it's like it's a new year,
yeah.
Everyone's starting this, doing that, da da da, and it's like very overwhelming. So it makes sense that you were feeling a lot of things and feeling them deeply.
It's like, of course, we all like want success,
mm-hmm.
and I've like learned there's different types. Success is relative,
mm-hmm.
And it's just like I've just really been questioning myself, like what type of success do I want,
mm-hmm.
and understanding, okay, this is what I want, like let me go for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I've got the fear of failure, mm-hmm. although I've been like told so many times from like people, like stop hiding that. My pastor even said the other day, like don't pray out of fear, like pray out of faith. And God has God has been telling me that through so many people in these past 2 weeks, and I feel like, okay, I really need to like do that this very year, because faith that works is dead, and no, that's irrelevant, not faith that works. The only way to impress God is with faith, and I just really need to have faith, I'm not in a seed of doubt, so I'm like trying to like remove myself from like the fear of failure, really. But then you have the thoughts of, oh, but what if this just doesn't work?
Honestly, that's very valid.
What if, like, I have this plan, like, what if it just doesn't? And it's just so easy, it's so much easier to just, like, leave the plan and not go for it because you're scared about it not working. But what if it does work?
That's the thing, but that's the thing, having, like, how you just said, like, I keep saying like a lot, I'm so sorry.
No, me too, I realised that I said like so much in like your first...
It really aggravates
me. I even said
no, but you're good at not saying it as much.
No, I've said it a lot.
Especially in the last episode. Ooh! Anyway.
You said you're watching yourself.
No, even my mother was that. I was thinking, I'm so sorry. But anyway, it's better to...
Try
and it not work than deal with the regret that you would have of not having tried at all.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm telling myself this year. And I feel like there was a common slogan going around last year, like you're too broke to be hidden, something like that. What is it? Ugh.
As in
you need
just
to
might
be,
as well.
You need to be seen. If you wanna like do what you want, like business for this, for example, like we need to be seen. Like we can't just like, oh, post and yeah, we've got a pod on Spotify and Apple Music, and not be like so.
What do you mean, like proactive and like in social media spaces?
Being seen, like making sure that you're being seen.
Oh, it's in promoting yourself and marketing yourself.
Thank
and doing
you.
What you have to do to.
Oh God, sometimes I feel like my words are just like kept from me. So
no, but I know what you mean. Doing what you have to do to put out the work that you want the world to see, but then also doing that extra work it takes to make sure it's seen by those who need to see it, so that you gain that sort of like momentum. So yeah, I get it.
We need to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Exactly, that's the thing. Because because we're gonna go on to the book that I mentioned to you guys, that we mentioned to you guys in the last episode, really and truly, if you don't do what you've always been wanting to do or have the courage to do what you need to do, everyone's self-absorbed enough to essentially not care. I feel that people put their perception, which is natural, put the way they're perceived by others higher than gaining or finding the courage to do what they want to do, or like or to go for their passion. You have to be okay with being uncomfortable, with quote unquote not being made fun out of, because that's not nice and that nobody should be essentially okay with that, but just try and mute and ignore those voices and go for what you want. Because once it becomes a thing where you gain the traction, or you or you're able, the fruits of your labor start to show, then the people who were laughing at you, again, it's like that quote, the same people who laugh at you at the start, once it becomes successful, are the ones who then ask for advice on how you did it. So you just have to be okay with not being comfortable, essentially, even though you want to do what it is that you're doing. So.
And as you were saying that, what came to my mind was when you're like doing the work, no one's really clapping for you. But as you said, like when you're a success, there's a thousand people clapping for you, and it's just like he was really there whilst you were like, so you need to really have faith in yourself and just believe in. I'm saying this to myself, child.
Overnight success is not overnight. To the world, it's overnight, but for you who's grinded and doing your thing,
it's not going to be overnight, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs I've watched have said that, like, from what you see now, and when I started is like 10-15 years ago I'm thinking, by the grace of God,
it won't take that long.
It won't take that long for me. But if it took someone 10 years, like, God willing, it'll take me 5 something.
Yeah, like, not to bring up, obviously, because we don't talk about other people, but I watched the Molly Mae documentary. Yeah, it was good, but I also saw her in a different light, because obviously she presented herself, like, naturally people present themselves in a certain way on social media. So seeing her through the lens of the documentary was kind of like, she really is a businesswoman. They said something like overnight millionaire or whatever. But it's like, when she talked, she started when she was 15 making videos and posting and again, overnight success is genuinely not overnight, especially, but I feel like in today's society, with how quick social media is and how things get spread around, it can be that. But I feel like maybe the slow burn of success, especially in certain avenues or certain sectors, I don't know, provides a sense of security, because I think if you get that fast, like, things that come fast can...
You don't really appreciate it.
Yeah, but I feel like they can go away as fast as quick as they came. If you don't move correctly. But obviously, you don't know until you know, really. Hindsight is the best teacher.
So. And if you're faithful with what you have in the beginning, you'll surely be blessed with a lot more. So, with that being said, like, I'm just telling myself that if I do this and do that, and I don't know, I get like one feedback or like one, or well done, or like one, I bought this. Soon one day, if I'm faithful with that one, I know for sure a million will come.
Amen. I'm glad you're, even though you said it was a blur, I'm glad the start to your new year was nice and you had like a little booking. You said karaoke today, and then you went, did you go out to eat that?
Me and her other best friend, we went to her house.
Oh, that's cute. I love girls' night.
Yeah, it was cute. We broke our fast together, and we had fish and chips. I do like a quad.
Yeah.
Vinegar. Do you like vinegar on your chips?
No. Do you know, I traumatised myself at Auntie Louise's.
Why?
Do you remember? I think you were there as well. She got us all like chips and fish. It was like,
we were meant to go Westfields or Lakeside or something like that.
And then we got
upset, man.
And then it came with like the vinegar and the salt, and me being what, 8 or something, I didn't realize what vinegar was. So I doused the chips in vinegar, doused in salt, and I bit the chip, and and that sort of traumatized me, and I don't really.
It's
kind of
like me and Benera.
You did that to yourself. At least you enjoyed it while you were eating.
No, I enjoyed it, I had it at my dad's house.
Yeah.
I had a little bit, I was eating it up. It was good. I just slowed myself into it again.
So,
it's not like I didn't like it.
Yeah,
it's just, I overloaded
But myself. I think maybe you probably had like a stomach bug that was then triggered by the excess of the
peanuts.
Yeah. Binyewa is like a Ugandan. Is it Tanzania as well?
No, it's Ugandan.
Okay. It's a Ugandan sauce where it's like ground peanut. Monkey nuts, I think is what they'll call it, like monkey peanuts, the red ones, and then it just tastes
Normally add spinach in it sometimes.
Yeah, but I don't like,
I like it with like chili on it. I like my food with chili.
I like it with paprika in it.
Okay.
And it just you just have some tickles and I enjoy it. And then with a little bit of like, we call it soup, but people call it stew, like beef stew or something. With matoke, which is a green banana. Oh, it's my
mashed,
gosh!
Though. Green banana
it's
mashed.
It's delicious.
I love matoke, like,
Chapati is the best though.
Chapati is the best.
We're chapati connoisseurs.
Yeah.
We can tell you if that chapati tastes good or not.
By the look of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If it doesn't look like it's soft and like floppy.
Really? Yeah. Oof.
That one, I'll skip past it.
Oof.
And actually, when we were younger at parties, we'd only get chapati.
And stew. Chapati and stew.
Only. You want to pick my target? No. Just give me enough chapati if you're going to do that.
Can I have like... Because it's cut in triangles. Triangle.
And then my, oh bless her, my mum, like, she would know to save me hers, because for the whole party, that's all I'd have.
Yeah, because we'll go off, run off, be playing wherever.
Yeah.
Food time, we smell, honestly. We can't run in, get this one.
And if there's no chapati, it hurts. I'll just end up getting like pilau rice, the Ugandan version of pilau rice. And it's just like, it doesn't hit the same.
I'll probably eat it from my mum's plate.
Yeah, but I didn't. I just wanted chapati.
Oh, I'd cry. You know I was a crier.
She was a crier. Oh my gosh.
I would cry.
Guys, the way this girl, she had waterworks for days.
For days. I had a bank of it.
I just a silent crier. You would look. You would be geeking with her like we are here. And you would look this way, look back. She's crying. You'd do like, whoa. What happened? When we used to leave her house when we were younger, she would stand there by the door, just tears silently rolling. It was crazy. Anyway, guys, on to the
next
book
part that of we're
podcast, which is the book that we've been reading.
It's called
The Courage to Be Disliked. Basically, we've read the first section of the book, gone through, highlighted, and made notes on bits that stood out to us,
mm-hmm.
and how we think they could sort of be, I guess, useful in these years in between. So essentially, the book's about this philosopher. Who's, I guess, meant to be an embodiment of philosophy in general, and then the youth, which is a representation of the youth. It's a conversation between this philosopher and the youth, and they discuss different topics like Dharma doesn't exist, anger's fabricated, and inferiority, just different things where, as a young person, you go through these experiences and rightfully so, these experiences make you feel a certain way about certain things. This book, the conversation between the youth and the philosopher, really deep dives into how or why you may feel those things, and how you may be making excuses for certain traits or behaviours more so than you think, even though you may feel it's justified, which it can be, it can be, but it's like perspective, I guess.
Yeah, and the argument between etiology and
teleology,
which is basically like the cause of
the root cause of the trauma
and mm-hmm. the way that you act because of the trauma versus mm-hmm. the purpose of the way that you're acting, you want to obtain the goal.
Mm-hmm.
I've written it down. Etiology dwells into the reasons behind a person's behavior and problems and seeks to understand the origins of their physiological makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas teleology focuses on the goal and the purpose behind a person's behavior, which is kind of like word vomit. But if we break it down, your background versus
how you allow things to affect you. From as far as we've read, he's saying the best way to go about life is teleology. Yeah.
Because if you stay in etiology, you will never progress.
Yeah, like it's essentially the value you give to certain experiences. Your perception and reception of certain experiences essentially dictates how you move in life. Like something can happen and you would just be like, okay, whatever, that has nothing to do with me. It's not a reflection of me as a person. You keep on stepping in life versus, I know, something happening when you were like, I know, 18
mm.
and like it could have been traumatic or it could have just been like a random experience, and then you allowed that to be a reason as to why you do certain things today or you move.
And I feel like a lot of people are stuck in etiology.
Mm-hmm. Until I read this book, not to say that I'm no longer stuck in that, you know, but until I read that
new perspective
and it really like opened my eyes on how allowing certain things that have happened to me to really have a grip on my existence and reality today is very draining.
Do you believe, well, we've kind of like gone into this a little bit, but do you believe the past solely determines the present? I think they can be, it can be a contributing factor to your present life, but it depends on that person's goals and how how, yeah, like, yeah, that person's goals within themselves, like, do they want to just stay in the past and not seek better? Like, do they want to change? Do they want to seek change?
Can I get what you mean? Like, you have that drive and courage to seek change, you can change your reality despite what your past is.
So, yeah. So I don't think it can, like, contribute to the present, but we've, like, said this. I think it's the argument of, like, etiology and teleology. Like, if you stay in that etiology mindset, then you're never going to be able to seek better or change, because you're stuck on, oh, this happened when I was younger, like, this is why I do that. But it's also like, if you know it's not fruitful, then why do you do it? If you know better, then just do better.
Exactly.
So yeah, I think it can, like, add
for sure, but not the soul.
Yeah, I don't think it should be a measure of, like, the present.
For sure.
Yeah, so, like, do you think people can change them? Because I know that's at the beginning, the first chapter of the book is about, can people change? Why people change?
Yeah, I think everyone's capable of change. But again, it boils down to finding the courage and having the discipline to do the work it takes to
change,
sort of, like, cultivate and grow that change and make it a habit enough for it to then become a lifestyle. But it is easier said than done, because to change certain habits that you could have had for, like, your whole life is hard, but it is definitely possible, I think.
Yeah, people can change. It's just about doing the work in order to change, and understanding that there is an effect for the cause, but also if you're looking through life in a different lens, different perspective, you'll be able to obtain the change that you want. Before I became a, like, Christian, not like a Christian, I didn't understand, like, some things, but with, like, the transformation of reading the word, it's allowed me to change for the better.
Okay.
So
that's very valid. I guess it's also, again, the accessibility you had to this knowledge, which has also allowed you to then, like you're saying, obviously with this walk of Christ, the access you now have to, obviously you've always had access to scriptures, but, like, use of the scriptures and applying it to your life.
Like, actually doing the work to be able to...
Exactly that.
Change.
But I guess linking to what you're saying, because there's this one bit that I found in the book. It talks about the idea of, like, subjectivity and, like, how none of us live in an objective world, but instead in a subjective world that we ourselves have given meaning to. The world you see is different from the one I see, and it's impossible to share your world with anyone else.
I wouldn't say that. I agree, but I wouldn't say it's entirely impossible to share your world with someone else, because there are things that we can relate on. It's either you see the glass half empty or half full. There are some people that see the glass half empty and they're, like, on one side, and there's people that see the glass half full, that they're very positive and optimistic about the world. So I don't think it's entirely impossible to see the world. I know what he means, like, you won't be able to see the world that I see the world, because I am who I am. I can't share my mind, all my thoughts and my minds with you. I can only share what I want to share. So I understand that, but I would say that I wouldn't say it's impossible entirely. Because when you're married, you're going to be sharing... But then, no!
You share it from different perspectives.
You share, yeah, you do. So it's,
and I guess it's complementary.
Like, yeah.
But I do think certain experiences can be shared to an extent.
Yeah. Like your siblings.
We mentioned it in the last... I mentioned it in the last episode that we had to delete. The parents we have, like I have, are different to the parents that my brother had, or the parents that my sister had. In the same way, the parents you had are different to the parents that your brother had.
Yeah.
Because our parents, like, they're also human, and they may have been going through a different phase in their life, which meant that they presented themselves in a certain way during key developmental moments in our childhood, whether that be incredibly positive and they could be, like, mentally, emotionally, financially successful in a happier place, which meant that they're able to be present in your life in a way that you need them to, versus if they are going through incredible are dealing with incredible stresses, and as a result they aren't able to be there or show up in certain ways that you may need them to, whether that be emotional or physical. And I think in that sense, although as siblings there are a lot of contexts in which you can share, the experience of things like parents may not be received
the same
because the perception of a parent is different,
yeah,
even between siblings.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's like, but I also think as well, because at a point in life you then eventually realize that your parents are human,
yeah,
and when that happens the rose-tinted glasses kind of like, they're not this amazing hero that knows everything,
yeah,
or all the answers to everything and just understands the world, because like we know,
yeah,
it's their first time.
Yeah. When did you think that happened? When did you think that moment was for you?
I don't know, but when it happened it was more like a existential crisis. I was like, what? Like, obviously I know they're human, but it's like you just think your parents just, I know when it happened.
Yeah, talk
it just
about
came
it
to me.
Talk about it, girl.
On my dad's birthday,
mm-hmm,
and they had like the party,
yeah,
and then there was pictures of my dad and his twin,
yeah,
as at like 2 or 3 years old. Yeah, when I saw that picture of my dad and his twin when they were so young, that was when it was like, he was also a kid too that had dreams. He used to play,
yeah,
and was it like, was literally a kid,
yeah,
and like, then he came to this country, and I was in bits. I can't, ooh, even when I look at that picture, I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, mm, they really just do try their best to give us
everything, yeah, that they didn't have.
Yeah, no, anyway, that experience was very like gratitude, empathy, and just sort of like deep love for my parents, even though I really love them. But
yeah.
What about yourself? When did you have that moment of realization?
I think for my mom, it was slightly earlier in life, and that's just because like circumstances changed.
Mm-hmm.
With my dad, it was on his 60th, again, like when his pictures were being displayed as a child.
Mm.
I was just like, well, this man is literally doing the best out of a cup that is empty,
mm,
emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just need to extend grace to our parents.
I could literally and, cry like, and get emotional.
And honor, and like honor them the way it says in the Bible, honor your parents and you'll be blessed. Something like, don't quote me, paraphrasing.
Mm.
You honor your parents and you'll be given good life. Or something like
that. Mm.
So it's just like honoring them regardless of how they've been in your life, because they're doing the best that they can with the noise, mm, the wisdom and the knowledge that they do have. The only person that has, or only being that has ultimate wisdom is God, and that's who we should like lean on, mm, and not on ourselves.
Honestly.
So everyone is trying.
Mm-hmm. But I think also there's also a limit, like if, obviously I hope and pray that everybody has like good relationships with their parents, but
yeah,
again, if it's to the point of your own detriment, I still feel like, just, I guess,
don't hold unforgiveness in your heart though.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Don't let it, like, I guess it's one of the, what's that thing where it's like, when you're not forgiving someone, or you're holding a grudge,
you're
or holding
yourself.
Yeah, like you're literally, the only person that's getting pain from it is yourself.
Is yourself.
So even though it may be hard and whatever was done to you, like no one's trying to invalidate you here, it's just sort of like, just, you know, don't hold it within yourself to the point where you're now suffering and not being able to move in life the way you could be.
It's like you eating a pill of poison hoping that they will be affected.
Exactly.
It can't.
Exactly.
That's not possible.
Everyone's just trying to show up and do their best and not try and make ends meet, because we want more for ourselves than that, but just try our best and remember to be kind to yourself and give yourself grace, because life's really hard. Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys for tuning in, for listening, for watching.
We appreciate it. Love you guys.
Please do not forget to like, share and subscribe.
And comment if you want to.
Comment, yeah. We're again available on all streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. Hope you enjoyed this episode and I can't wait.
We
can't wait for you guys to tune in again.
Yeah. We'll see you next time, guys.
Bye. Enjoy your thoughts, feelings and experiences in the time between now and then.
Bye guys, we love you.